A Moment in History by Ben Carvin. The day had finally arrived. At 1 p.m. on Sunday, 5th of February, 2023, in FBD Semple Stadium, Turles, Cashel Community School, CCS, senior hurlers were playing in the Munster Post-Primary School's Under-19.5A Final, better known as the Dr. Hartley Cup. The first time ever that the school had reached the final, and only the second time in the Hartley Cup competition. Could you believe it? Unbelievable too. It was the first time that two Tipperary teams contested the final in the 106-year history of the competition, with our opponents being our near neighbours, the highly fancied Turles CBS, who are Hartley Cup veterans and seeking their 9th title, their most recent being 2015. After months of hard training, numerous challenge matches, hours of tactical sessions, and all the hype that comes with the final of such a prestigious competition, for example, a media day in Turles, and interviews with the local radio, etc., the talking was done, and it was time to go to battle. And on that day, the words of wisdom instilled in us throughout the campaign by our management team of Brendan Ryan, Anthony Roach, Owen Fitzpatrick, and Robbie Costigan were constantly in our mind. Treat this as an ordinary game. The last message from my joint captain Ronan Connolly, which was put into the WhatsApp group of 46 lads the previous evening. Let's go at this, but let's enjoy it. No doubt we'll perform as everyone has been top class all year. Plenty of fluids and get to bed early. Make sure you have all your gear, and finally, we'll be ready. Having slept well, breakfast at 9 a.m. was the usual. Eggs and brown bread, with plenty of water. As always, the gear is ready from the night before. Double check to be sure. Hurleys, boots, helmet, spare gear, all there. Best of luck messages and well wishes from family, and then time to head to the school to catch the bus to Turles. Preparation is key. The meticulous planning of our management team ensured that we all knew the sequence of events for the day. Although there was a sense of nervous excitement when we arrived at CCS, the atmosphere was also calm and organised, with everyone on time. As we boarded the bus, some lads were quiet, a few were chatting while others were listening to music. We were all eager to go, no hanging around. Give it your all, leave everything on the field, have no regrets. We arrived at Semple Stadium, did our warm-up session, and returned to the dressing room for the final words of encouragement from our mentors. Give it your all, leave everything on the field, have no regrets. We arrived at Semple Stadium, did our warm-up session, and returned to the dressing room for the final words of encouragement from our mentors. Despite most of the time before the match being a blur, some moments stand out. Running out onto the field in the blue and gold of CCS to be met by a huge and enthusiastic crowd of over 7,000 people. The sounds of "We are CCS, we are CCS" ringing above the cheering and shouting was something special. So too was walking behind the marching band with the wall of sound of everyone willing us on. And finally, the ball was thrown in by the Limerick referee, Eamon Stapleton, and we were off. With so much at stake, it was a nervy start to the game from both sides, with the first half being a tight and cagey affair. Turles CBS led by 5-4 at half-time. With so much at stake, it was a nervy start to the game from both sides, with the first half being a tight and cagey affair. Turles CBS led by 5-4 at half-time. In the second half, points were traded, but as it got closer to the end, we went ahead by 3 points. However, Turles came back to level the game at 10 points apiece, with 4 minutes remaining. Both teams then scored a point, and despite numerous missed opportunities, the never-say-die attitude of the team came to the fore, and in the second minute of added time, we got the winner, with the final score being 12-11. When the final whistle went, there were scenes of pure unadulterated joy by the 46 and the management team, joined by the sheer excitement and pride of our families, friends, school management, community, coupled with the good wishes of the wider hurling population. Stuff of dreams, really. A huge collective team effort with pure grit, spirit, determination, resilience and fight to the bitter end. And as the cup was lifted, the reality of what we had achieved hit us. First Dr. Hartley Cup win for CCS, first ever community school to win the competition. History makers. a day we'll never forget, and memories that will last us a lifetime.